listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A major milestone from Kimberley Mineral Sands, the group exporting its first bulk shipment of zircon mineral sands concentrate from its Thunderbird mine. The approximate 10,000 tonnes headed for the company's international offtake partners. Worker accommodation is heading to Port Hedland, the state's regional development panel giving the green light to an application for a 75-dwelling development at the South Hedland Health Campus, the build to be located on Collier Way, to house healthcare workers in town. The NAB Rural Commodities Index has increased for the fourth month in a row in February. It's now sitting at 2.2% month on month, back around the levels last seen in April last year. The group's Lee Jerkovich says cattle prices were among one of the major commodity rises.
Cattle prices were again the main driver of the monthly increase and are now around 80% higher than their October 2023 lows. Prices were supported by improved producer sentiment and strong export demand.
A cash splash for Tom Price to the tune of $10 million, Rio Tinto providing the funds to go towards the redevelopment of the town's Minna Oval. The total project expected to cost $15 million, with the Shire of Ashburton contributing the remaining funds as part of this year's annual budget. A major WA energy giant is hoping to dent the gas deficit forecast. Woodside Energy set to fire up Karratha's gas plant by using feedstock from the nearby Pluto facility in a bid to boost local supply. The proposed plan could see gas flow through a 3-kilometre interconnector linking the two projects. In sport, Aussie Rules footy was on full display at the weekend with the return of the Norwest Cup. The Karratha Falcons put their best foot forward to take down the Warriors by 14. Falcons own Kenton Smiler named the tournament's most valuable player. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.